Blog Talk Radio.
Bells will be ringing, this sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone, I have no friends to wish me greetings once again.
Shock Entertainment Reports. Motivating Monday is Cyber Monday. With Mark, it's Cyber Monday and Tuesday. And I believe a lot of online retailers, is Cyber Week. So happy holidays. That was the sounds, beautiful, beautiful rendition of Please Come Home for Christmas from one of my friends that I network with, new friends, on ReverbNation.com. He's based in Texas, and his name is Michael Anthony. So check out Michael Anthony on Facebook and especially on ReverbNation.com. Beautiful, beautiful Christmas tunes. This is just the tip of the iceberg. Love it, don't you? Please come home for Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a
Christmas
Merry
is in the air. Since 1907, millions of Americans have decorated their holiday cards and packages with the American Lung Association's Christmas Seal. Money raised through Christmas Seals funds vital research and education in asthma, lung cancer, and other debilitating lung diseases. And it helps fund the fight to protect kids from tobacco and promote cleaner air all across America. Join us as America celebrates another year of Christmas Seals. At ChristmasSeals.org, you can revisit 100 years of Christmas Seals designs and even email them to family and friends. But most importantly, you can order this year's seals and be a part of this life-saving holiday tradition. Celebrate another year with American Lung Association Christmas Seals at ChristmasSeals.org.
And a happy new year.
what would the holiday season be without Christmas bills? Awesome, awesome, awesome. Happy birthday. Today is your birthday. Enjoy your birthday. Okay, today is Cyber. I've seen reports of this in recent days. There's Black Friday. Today is Cyber Monday. And checking out abcnews.com app, and I've been hearing of this story, and many of you probably have also, but tomorrow is Giving Tuesday. So it's Cyber Monday and Giving Tuesday on tomorrow, where charities push for giving. This is a story from Susanna Kim on ABC News. And the article reads, there's Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday, and now charities are starting what they hope will become a national day for giving that will join the holiday lexicon, and that's Giving Tuesday. It should. As of Friday, Giving Tuesday had 2,065 partners listed on the movement's website. So you can visit the website Giving Tuesday, including corporations, nonprofits, schools, and religious groups. The idea for the campaign sprung from the 92nd Street YMCA Deputy Executive Director Henry Timms and Kathy Cavan. CEO of United Nations Foundation, Timms began thinking about the concept during the holidays last year, and the idea gained momentum this past spring. When 92Y Henry Timms called, he explained the opportunity this way. We have a day for giving thanks, 2 days for great deals, for getting deals. Why shouldn't there be a day for giving back, Cavan said. She said the UN Foundation loved the idea. There are so many creative ways that people can volunteer and donate in today's world of social media. Cavan said, a national day of giving back around the holiday shopping season just makes sense. It helps people everywhere make the most of their philanthropic side. The organizers, including public relations firm Fenton Communications, are asking partners who have the capability of collecting data to report how much they raised on Tuesday, how many people volunteered at an event, or other relevant information. They hope to report those figures Wednesday. But will Giving Tuesday catch on, especially in light of the expected increase in retail holiday sales? Devin Hermanson, Senior Marketing Director of relief organization World Vision, said he hopes so. According to a phone survey by Harris Interactive and World Vision, 83% of Americans say they would prefer to receive a meaningful gift that would help someone else instead of a traditional gift like clothing or electronics. However, the percentage of people willing to give a charitable gift as a present has fallen. Last year, 51%, that's true, they used to be very popular. Last year, 51% of U.S. adults said they would be more likely to give a charitable gift as a holiday present. This year, that percentage dropped to 45%. Holiday shopping is treated like an Olympic event. Hermanson said he hopes the same attention will be paid to Giving Tuesday. Here are some ways organizations are participating in Giving Tuesday and ways you can also give. The Union Settlement Association. The Union Settlement Association is a service organization serving East Harlem in New York City. Since 1895, the organization has provided meals, child care, and a myriad of services to the community. We're just thrilled to be involved and have this kind of national effort in community service and giving back, said Sarah Stewart, Director of Development and Communication of the Union Settlement Association. That's what we do in East Harlem. Stewart said it's especially important to talk about giving back after the destruction from Superstorm Sandy. Stewart said people are encouraged to not just give money, but their time. Exactly. The association is promoting community service by encouraging people to make public pledges. A group of volunteers are distributing 300 buttons around New York City that have the words, I'm giving. And that article is courtesy of Union Settlement Association. Okay, then there's World Vision. Relief organization World Vision is promoting giving to Sandy victims as part of Giving Tuesday. In addition to the organization's giving catalog, this year people can donate gifts on behalf of loved ones for disaster response in the USA. And money will go to recovery efforts on the East Coast, such as flood cleanup kits, blankets, and hygiene kits. Devin Hermanson, World Vision Senior Marketing Director, said he hopes Giving Tuesday fights what the nonprofit industry calls donor or compassion fatigue. Sometimes people feel overwhelmed and they don't see their dollars at work. We need to do our part to show people the benefit of their donation dollars, he said. Okay, and then there's Soul Society. Shoe website Soul Society is donating shoes to Souls for Souls, which donates shoes to people living in over 125 countries. So every pair purchased as part of Cyber Week. Then there's Macy's. Macy's Believe campaigns, Santa letters are one way for people to give back. Bring stamped letters to Santa to their local Macy's, and for each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to Make-A-Wish Foundation up to $1 million. Macy's has donated nearly $5 million to Make-A-Wish over the first 4 years of its Believe campaign, helping make wishes come true for children with life-threatening medical conditions. Then there's UNICEF. For every dollar donated for a measles vaccine from November 1st to 27, UNICEF will match each dollar through an anonymous donor up to a maximum of $10,000 to help save lives of 600 children a day who would otherwise die from measles. For just $5.72, UNICEF can provide enough doses of vaccine to protect 20 children. So I'm putting this out on Twitter right now. Those of you that have not read this, well, it doesn't want to post, but I'll get it out there to you. Oh, it's uploading now. And so that's what's going on. So that is cool. And other stories that have been happening. Oh, it's so sad regarding the 120 workers that died during that fire that happened in Bangladesh. So here's something right here. Well, let's say 112. And then, but I'm reading an article right now that is saying that Bangladesh is protesting after the factory fire. This is something that was just published a couple hours ago. And they're saying that the fire alarm, and I've seen stories where Walmart warned them last year, posted on the website, that something could possibly happen because of the conditions there. So, wow. The article reads, the fire alarm waved off by managers and exit door locked. The fire extinguisher's not working, apparently meant just to impress inspectors and customers. That is the picture survivors paint of the garment factory fire Saturday that killed 112 people who were trapped inside or jumped to their deaths in desperation. For Bangladesh, where such factories commonly ignore safety as they rush to produce for retailers around the world, the tragedy was unusual, only in scope. More than 200 people have died in garment factory fires in the country since 2006. About 50,000 Bangladeshi workers protested blocks from the gutted fire Monday, demanding justice for the victims and improved safety. Some 200 factories were closed for the day after the protests erupted in Savar, a suburb of Dhaka, the capital. Protesters blocked a major highway and some threw stones at factories and smashed vehicles, but there were no arrests and no clashes with police. Major Mohammed Mahbub, Fire Department Operations Director, said investigators suspect that a short circuit caused the fire at the factory, which was making T-shirts and polo shirts. And they made clothing for Walmart, Sean P. Diddy Combs, one of his clothing lines, and many others. But Mahbub said it was not the fire itself, but the lack of safety measures in the 8-story building that made the blaze so deadly. Had there been at least one emergency exit outside the factory, the casualties would have been much lower, he said. He said firefighters recovered at least 100 bodies from the factory, and 12 more people died at hospitals after jumping from the building to escape the fire. The government was unable to identify many victims because they were burnt beyond recognition. They were buried Monday in a grave outside of Dhaka. The government announced that Tuesday would be a day of national mourning, with the national flag flying at half-mast in honor of the dead. Local media reported that up to 124 people were killed, and that about 100 people injured in the fire were being treated in about a dozen hospitals. Many were hurt as they jumped to escape the flames. Survivor Mohammed Rebu said Monday that he tried to run out of the building when the fire alarm rang but was stopped. Managers told us nothing happened. The fire alarm had just gone out of order. Go back to work, Rebu said, but we quickly understood that there was a fire. As we again ran for the exit point, we found it locked from outside and it was too late. Rebu said he jumped from a second floor window and suffered minor injuries. Another surviving worker, Yemen, who uses only one name, said fire extinguishers in the factory didn't work, but these were meant just to impress the buyers or authority. The garment factory fire was Bangladesh's deadliest in recent memory, but there have been several major factory fires in recent years, including one that killed 63 people in 2006 in southern Chittagong town. Labor leaders hope outrage over the latest disaster will prompt change. Tamina Rahman, General Secretary of the Bangladesh Garment Workers Federation, says the group wants the government to work harder to punish factories for safety lapses. The owners go unpunished, and so they don't care about installing enough security facilities, she said. The owners should be held responsible and sent to jail. The factory in Saturday's blaze is owned by Tazreen Fashions Limited, a subsidiary of the Tuba group that has produced clothing for Walmart, at least in the past. Neither Tazreen nor Tuba group officials could be reached for comment. The Tuba group is a major Bangladeshi garment exporter whose clients include Walmart, Carrefour, and IKEA. According to its website, its factories export garments to the U.S., Germany, France, Italy, and the Netherlands. Among other countries, the Tazreen factory, which opened in 2009 and employed about 1,700 people, made polo shirts, fleece jackets, and T-shirts. Tazreen was given a high-risk safety rating after a May 16, 2011 audit conducted by an ethical source and assessor for Walmart. According to a document posted on the Tuba Group's website, it did not specify what led to the rating. Walmart spokesman Kevin Garner said online documents indicating an orange or high-risk assessment after the May 2011 inspection and a yellow or medium-risk report after an inspection in August 2011 appeared to pertain to the factory. The August 2011 letter said Walmart would conduct another inspection within 1 year. Garner said it was not clear if that inspection had been conducted or whether the factory was still making products for Walmart. If a factory is rated orange 3 times in 2 years, Walmart won't place any orders for 1 year. The May 2011 report was the first orange rating for the factory. Our thoughts are with the families of the victims of this tragedy, the retailer said in a statement. While we are trying to determine if the factory has a current relationship with Walmart or one of our suppliers, fire safety is a critical, important area of Walmart's factory audit program, and we have been working across the apparel industry to improve fire safety education and training in Black Bangladesh. In its 2012 Global Responsibility Report, Walmart said it ceased working with 49 factories in Bangladesh in 2011 because of fire safety issues and was working with its supplier factories to phase out production from buildings deemed high risk. Bangladesh has some 4,000 garment factories, many without proper safety measures. The country annually earns about $20 billion from exports of garment products, mainly to the U.S. and Europe. The Bangladesh Garment and Manufacturers and Exporters Association said it would stand by the victims' families and offered 100,000 takas, that's $1,250, to each of the families of the dead. Tazreen's owner was meeting with representatives of the group Monday afternoon. We will discuss what other things we can do for the families of the dead. The association's acting president, Siddhakur Rahman, said Sunday night on RTV, a private television station, "We are worried about what has happened. We hope to discuss everything in detail in that meeting." Another fire broke out on Monday in a 12-story building housing 4 garment factories, but the fire department said it was quickly doused and there were no casualties. And Associated Press video journalist Al Imran Gojan also contributed to that report. So that is just sad, is it not? Hey, here's a new song from my friends West Ford and the Foundry. Be Like You, reppin' Big D. Hey, Westport and the Foundry representing Big D. It's one of their newest songs. Yes, 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 Be Like You. Shout out to Scott and Lori Westport. His voice is so amazing. His vocals reminds me so much of another favorite guy of mine, Paul Stanley of Kiss. Vocals, just so awesome. So you can check more out of what's happening with Westport and the Foundry at ReverbNation.com. Also, on Facebook, like their fan page, and also SoundCloud. And also they have a MySpace page. You know, we still network on MySpace, and they have a MySpace page also, Westport and the Foundry. So what's up? If I'm not mistaken, Scott and Lori's five-year-old baby girl celebrated her birthday last week on Thanksgiving, just like my mom. So I had a belated birthday live on air to their baby girl. But did you not like that song or not? It was so awesome. Hey, speaking of birthdays, it's Rocker's Tina Turner birthday also today. And I've connected with a guy that worked with she and Ike on Reverb Nation over the weekend, and he has, like, new music out also. So it's pretty cool when you can network with people who really was part of all the greatness that happened, you know. But today is Tina Turner's 73rd birthday. Oh, my God, she is so gorgeous. Portugal's former CIA director is 74. Rich Little, oh, my God, I love me some Rich Little. Comedian, 74. John McVie, rock musician with Fleetwood Mac, 67. Art Shell, Football Hall of Famer, 66. Harry Carson, Football Hall of Famer, 59. Natasha Bedingfield, singer, 31. And actor Peter Facinelli turns 39 years old today. Happy birthday to him also. Oh, wow. What was that show? That was a show I used to love. I know he's the vampire, but I was a big fan and supporter of his years ago when he and Bill Bellamy and Tiffany Thiessen had that show, Fastlane. Remember Fastlane? Man, yeah. So, right before he became a vampire, I loved him in Fastlane. also, today in history. Oh, and here's a question I was going to ask you. I send you a Mark freebie and Mark samples. And also today, Mark is celebrating Cyber Monday and Tuesday. Like some retailers are celebrating Cyber Week, we're celebrating Cyber Monday and Tuesday. You enter the code MK Cyber, CYBER, during your checkout process when you visit meetmark.com or your respective Mark Girls website. My website is mymarkstore.com, Bethany Williams. So you enter Mark MK Cyber during your process. So you, if your order is $40 or more, you would get, no joke, a gift funnel of free Mark items that value at $72. No joke. I mean, just spend $40 and you would get a bundle of Mark items that value $72. We only have a couple minutes, but I'm going to ask you real quick. Who's the parent company of Mark? I talk about it all the time. American Beauty Company. We only have two more minutes of live streaming, but I'm going to be on the air for another 15 minutes. So I just wanted to throw that question at you. That'll be the question for tomorrow also. I told you I was going to ask another question. And whoever gets the question right, I'll send you a freebie. The number is 714-409-0614. Tomorrow I ask questions at the beginning of the show, so you have the whole show to call in and answer the question. Again, today in a highlight in history, 1789, a day of Thanksgiving was set aside by President George Washington to observe the adoption of the U.S. Constitution. 1935, the first college fraternity, Kappa Alpha, was formed at Union College in Schenectady, New York. 1832, public streetcar service began in New York City. And then in 1940, the half million Jews of Warsaw, Poland, were forced by the Nazis to live within a walled ghetto. 1942, Casablanca, starring Humphrey Bogart and Ingrid Bergman, had its world premiere at the 1942, President Franklin D. Roosevelt ordered nationwide gasoline rationing. In 1949, India adopted a constitution as republican within the British Commonwealth. And in 1973, President Richard Nixon's personal secretary, Rosemary Woods, told a federal court that she's accidentally caused part of the 18.5-minute gap in key Watergate tape. Then in 1975, a federal jury found Lynette Squeaker Fromm, a follower of Charles Manson, guilty of trying to assassinate President Gerald R. Ford. 1992, Britain announced that Queen Elizabeth II had volunteered to start paying taxes on her personal income and would take her children off the public. 2000, Florida Secretary of State Katherine Harris certified Republican George W. Bush the winner over Democrat Al Gore in the state's presidential balloting by 537 votes. And then in 2008, terrorists launched commando-style attacks on two luxury hotels, a Jewish center, and crowded train station in Mumbai, India, killing 166 people. If you all remember, Prince was there. I was in town. His ex-wife, my friend Manuela Tessalina, was also there because she does business with a lot of Indians. She and Eric Benet's baby girl will be turning one during this Christmas season. So congrats and best wishes and happy holidays to them also. And remember Prince's new record, Rock and Roll Love Affair, is out. You can sign up for pre-sale at Amazon.com or go directly to Purple Music TV. They have an amazing YouTube channel where you can see Prince's official music video, Rock and Roll Love Affair. And again, and another fact in history, in 2009, an investigation ordered by Ireland's government found that Roman Catholic church leaders in Dublin had spent decades sheltering child abusing priests from the law and that most fellow clerics turned a blind eye. Then in 10, 19-year-old Somali-born Mohammed Osman Mahmoud was arrested by federal agents during a sting in Portland, Oregon, accused of planning to detonate a van of explosives during Christmas tree lighting ceremonies. And speaking of Christmas tree lighting ceremonies, I'm here in the city of Jackson, Mississippi, and the city of Jackson will light its humongous Christmas tree lights on Friday at 6 p.m. Our Christmas parade will be in downtown Jackson, Mississippi, at noon on Saturday also, hosted, of course, by the city of Jackson and Mayor Harvey Johnson, Jr. I don't know who's the marshal, grand marshal of the parade, but I haven't been to the Christmas parade in ages. I believe I will be attending this one, especially if it's a pretty day. And what else? That's some more information that I had for you. Shamar Moore plus the Jeff Probst Show both are promoting that Shamar Moore and his mother Marilyn will be guests on today's broadcast of Jeff Probst Show. Also, Shamar will be talking about his career, and his mother will be talking about her experience with MS. I have a cousin who has something similar to MS. It's in the MS family, but it's something it's kind of rare. And she's a young mother of three also. So, you know, it's just amazing. We have to keep our all of us are going through something, but definitely MS, wow, we have to keep our loved ones that are experiencing and battling MS in our prayers. So I miss the Nate Burkett Show, Mom and I do. But you know what? I'm really loving the Jeff Probst Show. That is a great show. And Shamar, he is a great interviewer when he's a guest on these shows, and I really love him when he's on Ellen DeGeneres Show, the Ellen Show. But I know it is going to be a fantastic show today. Jeff likes to get naughty and talk about sex and stuff, but I don't know, with Shamar's mother right there in between them, I don't know. Maybe he does a shy away from that. Not. But just wanted to let you all know about that, those of you that love Criminal Minds. I've been a big supporter of Shamar Moore since honestly, since the 80s when he was a up-and-coming hair and fashion model on the cover of hair product boxes and but before Young and the Restless and when he would be fashion modeling. One catalog that I loved anyway, but especially loved whenever he modeled in this magazine, International Mail. A lot of you guys know what I'm talking about. International Mail was just awesome, awesome catalog. I guess International Mail is still around. I need to visit their website. Awesome fashion. As a matter of fact, my designs are the type of designs that you would probably see in the International Mail catalog. But again, thank you for tuning in to the show. The show's during the weekdays this week will be limited to 30 or 45 minutes and then resuming back to the premium schedule on Friday. Friday and in the weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Now, I broadcast weekend edition on yesterday, and I experienced technical difficulties, so my apologies also, because honestly, it was Murphy's Law, completely out of my hands. And one of my computer decided to start updating and doing all kind of stuff when I was broadcasting the show. One of my friends and I was just talking about when that happened, because he was in the middle of doing some important paperwork, and all of a sudden his laptop started updating. But, you know, maybe Santa will bring me that desktop studio center and DJ equipment from Guitar Center, plus a guitar. I'm asking for a lot, huh? I know. I do ask Santa to keep Hostess open. Maybe my mind is touched from a little girl when I would ask Santa for certain things. Will happen. But shout out to T-Mobile. T-Mobile, I need to call you all most definitely. I was having trouble logging into my profile, so I need to call you all so I can get access to get into my profile. It's a T-Mobile website. T-Mobile is celebrating Cyber Monday and, of course, many others. Amazon, we all know Walmart and Neiman Marcus, JCPenney's, free shipping on anything. It's not a price limit, no minimum price. Of course, I think Toys R Us started their Cyber Monday sale. I sent a commercial on yesterday, on last evening. Let's see. Even Vistaprint has a Cyber Monday sale going on. Oh, you get your business cards and promotional items printed. Also, Barnes & Noble has a Cyber Monday sale going on. Free $20 gift card up to 50% off. Cousin Linda wants you all to know that her book, her novel, Myrna's Adventure, is a great Christmas gift. You can purchase it at Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, Exhibitors.com. You also the e-book, because that's what I have, the e-book. Let's see. Whoever. And also, still visit BlackFriday.com, because I'm sure they're promoting Cyber Monday and Cyber Week sales and deals also. And again, on yesterday I sent my condolences, and you all know how sad I am, along with many of you, regarding the passing of Mr. Larry Hagman, a.k.a. Major Nelson, a.k.a. J.R. Ewing. I mean, as a girl, I always loved, Jeannie. So, of course, I always connected with him as Major Nelson also, and I always wanted to work with him, especially in Dallas. You know, I always talk about my friend in the UK, and I wanted to be a part of the cast, and I'm wishing that my mother asked me last night, what happened to CSI Miami? I was like, Mom, I told you CSI Miami was canceled. Not CSI New York and Vegas, but yes, CSI Miami was canceled. I said, it was just canceled. I said, they didn't even tell them ahead of time. And therefore, they could have ended it properly. And she was like, yeah. Because, I just want to keep on. Because I was watching something else with Burnt Notice. And Mom noticed that show was filmed in Miami. So she was like, remember I told you that? She was like, yeah. Because I do talk about it often. But she enjoyed watching CSI Miami. Also, even though I am fans of CSI Miami. But, you know, I'm always talking about Adam Rodriguez and some of the other cast members, but I believe Adam Rodriguez would be a good addition to Dallas. to be honest. I really do. But the new Dallas second season begins the end of January. But I'm so happy that JR was able to be a part of the full first season and also was able to be a part of most of the seasons for most of the episodes for the second season. But now the thing is, with Deadline.com has been reporting, what are they going to do now? Will he be replaced, or will be written off as JR Delf, and maybe a new character will come on? You know, so with the first season, they were prepared for that, because what I read with Deadline.com, and we'll be talking about this throughout, time. The first season, they weren't sure if J.R., Mr. Larry Hagman, was going to be a part of the cast or not, because of, contract, negotiations. And thankfully, he and his agent agreed they negotiated, and he was able to be a part of the entire first season. They said they had two scripts written. One script was written with and one without the actual Larry Hagman being J.R. Ewing. The script that where if just in case he not wasn't a part of the cast, it was going to be more of J.R. Ewing would have been seen, but it would have been a flashback to footage from the original Dallas and so on. But wow, I know. Remember, this is the perfect time to volunteer and spread the word and do your part, in which I see many of you are. And remember, tomorrow is Giving Tuesday. Shout out to Paul's in the City. And also Cats Alliance in Dallas. Cats Alliance need volunteers. There's an event coming up on the 1st, and they need volunteers for that event, I know, especially. And I know Paul's in the City always need volunteers. And also a big shout out to all the animal lovers and those who care for animals and pets here in the Jackson metropolitan area and worldwide. And much love to the those that are helping, not only human beings, but our four-legged friends up in New York City and on the East Coast regarding the devastation left from Sandy. But it's almost time to conclude, so I just want to thank you for your support and continue to network with me. And, this is an entertainment lifestyle show, so we can barely go without topics. There were never a lot of topics. Yesterday I shared a lot regarding not only preparing for the holidays, but cleaning and organizing on my Facebook page and Twitter and Tumblr and so on, because we continue talking about, preparations and organizing. Did you all hear the story? I know we're about to run out of time. About the extreme couponing customers that were shopping at a Dollar Tree. I seen this on Good Morning America, on a Today Show yesterday morning. And these two ladies, extreme coupon shoppers, were shopping at a store, and the store manager got really mad at them to the point where she punched one of the ladies, because they had so many coupons. I know, I just wanted to bring that up. But again, thank you. And I'll end the show like I began the show with this awesome Christmas tune from Michael Anthony. Check more of his music out at ReverbNation.com. He's based in Texas, and there's more where that comes from also. But please come home for Christmas. And also a shout out to my high school alma mater, Callaway. I mentioned it yesterday, but Callaway will be having its annual Christmas party on December the 22nd at Union Station. Tickets are $10 in advance and $20 at the door. The past years I've missed the Christmas party. I've been sick the past years. I know I was terribly sick last year. I had a horrific cold and flu. I'm doing my best to keep the cold and flu away, and so on. So wow. But again, thank you for your support. And God bless. Happy holidays, and enjoy Cyber Monday and Cyber Tuesday and Cyber Week and the entire season. And 2013 is practically here. Knocking at our door, right? Right. So God bless. And remember, you can contact me via my profile here. And also, you can email me at CultureShockEntertainment@yahoo.com. KultureShockEntertainment@yahoo.com. Let me start over. KultureShockEntertainment@yahoo.com. Okay, I just wanted to say that clearly for you. God bless and thank you.
Bells will be ringing. Let's say.